إنا أنزلنا التوراة فيها هدى ونور يحكم بها النبيون الذين أسلموا للذين هادوا والربانيون والأحبار بما استحفظوا من كتاب الله وكانوا عليه شهداء فلا تخشوا الناس واخشوني ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون.
Surely, we reveal the Torah wherein there is guidance and light. Thereby did prophets who had submitted themselves to Allah judge for the Judaized folk, and so did the scholars and jurists. They judged by the Book of Allah, for they had been entrusted to keep it and bear witness to it. So, O Jews, do not fear human beings, but fear me, and do not barter away my signs for a trivial gain. Those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are indeed the unbelievers. Judge for the Judaized folk, and so did the scholars and jurists.
Rabbani equals religious scholars, theologians. Ahbar equals religious jurists.
وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ وَالْأَنْفَ بِالْأَنْفِ وَالْأُذُنَ بِالْأُذُنِ وَالسِّنَّ بِالسِّنِّ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٌ فَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِهِ فَهُوَ كَفَّارَةٌ لَهُ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ
And therein we had ordained for them a life for a life, and an eye for an eye, and a nose for a nose, and an ear for an ear, and a tooth for a tooth, and for all wounds like for like. But whosoever forgoes it by way of charity, it will be for him an expiation. Those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are indeed the wrongdoers.
وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٌ وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
And we sent Jesus, the son of Mary, peace be upon him, after those prophets, confirming the truth of whatever there still remained of the Torah. And we gave him the gospel, wherein is guidance and light, and which confirms the truth of whatever there still remained of the Torah, and a guidance and admonition for the God-fearing.
وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ
Let the followers of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. And those who do not judge by what Allah has revealed are the transgressors. By what Allah has revealed are the transgressors.
Here, three verdicts are issued against those who do not judge in accordance with the law revealed by God. The first is that they are kafir, unbelievers. The second, that they are zalim, wrongdoers. And the third, that they are fasik, transgressors. This clearly means that anyone who, in disregard of God's commandments and of the laws revealed by Him, pronounces judgments according to man-made laws, whether made by himself or by others, is an unbeliever, a wrongdoer, and a transgressor. A man who is convinced that the injunctions of God are right, but makes judgments contrary to them in practice, is not an unbeliever in the sense that he ceases to be a member of the Islamic community, but he is guilty of adulterating his faith by blending it with kufr, zulm, and fisk. In the same manner, those who deviate from the injunctions of God in all matters are unbelievers, wrongdoers, and transgressors. For those who are obedient in some respects and disobedient in others, the blending of faith and submission to God with the opposite attributes of unbelief, wrongdoing, and transgression in their lives will be exactly in proportion to the mixture of their obedience to and their deviation from God's commands.
وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمُهَيْمِنًا عَلَيْهِ فَاحْكُم بَيْنَهُم بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ ولا تتبع أهواءهم عما جاءك من الحق لكل جعلنا منكم شرعة ومنهاجا ولو شاء الله لجعلكم أمة واحدة ولكن ليبلوكم فيما آتاكم فاستبقوا الخيرات إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
Then we revealed the book to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, with truth, confirming whatever of the book was revealed before, and protecting and guarding over it. Judge then in the affairs of men in accordance with the law that Allah has revealed, and do not follow their desires in disregard of the truth which has come to you. For each of you, we have appointed a law and a way of life, and had Allah so willed, He would have surely have made you one single community. Instead, He gave each of you a law and a way of life in order to test you by what He gave you. Vie then with one another in good works. Unto Allah is the return of all of you, and He will then make you understand the truth concerning the matters on which you disagreed, and protecting and guarding over it.
This points to a fact of major significance. It could also have been said that the Quran confirms all those parts of the earlier scriptures which are still extant in their true and original form. But the sense has been conveyed by employing the word the book rather than the previous books. This expression indicates that the Quran and all those books sent down by God at various times and in different languages in reality constitute one and the same book. Their author is one and the same. Their aim and purpose are the same. Their teaching is the same, and the knowledge which they seek to impart to mankind is the same. The difference between these books lies in their modes of expression, and this was necessarily so since they were addressed to different audiences. To say that the Quran is Muhaymin on Al-Kitab means that it preserves all the true teachings of the earlier books of divine provenance, that it has secured them from loss.
وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَاحْذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ عَن بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُم بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ لَفَاسِقُونَ.
Therefore, judge between them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, by what Allah has revealed, and do not follow their desires. And beware lest they tempt you away from anything of what Allah has revealed to you. And if they turn away, then know well that Allah has indeed decided to afflict them for some of their sins. For surely many of them are transgressors.
أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوقِنُونَ
If they turn away from the law of Allah, do they desire judgment according to the law of ignorance? But whose judgment can be better than Allah's for those who have certainty of belief? Do they desire judgment according to the law of ignorance?
The word jahiliya, literally ignorance, is used as an antonym of Islam. Islam is the way of ilm, true knowledge, since it is God Himself who has shown this way, and His knowledge embraces everything. In contrast is the way that diverges from Islam, the way of ignorance, jahiliya. The pre-Islamic period in Arabia is designated as jahiliya, because this was the era when human beings derived their norms from either superstitious beliefs, conjectures, and imagination, or from their desires. Whenever such an attitude is adopted, it is bound to be designated as ignorance.